I went home, had a hot bath, and decided I needed a drink after the day I'd had. I slipped on a hip-hugging short pink skirt and an even tighter cropped light gray sweater and headed out. Since it was Friday night, the place was more crowded than usual. I had to fight my way to the bar to try and order a drink, and then to try and catch the eye of the female bartender, who was more eager to give drinks to the guys who left tips based on the size of her tits, which weren't much bigger than mine, to be honest. After she overlooked me twice, I was getting agitated, until I heard a familiar deep male voice address the bartender and order two beers and whatever the lady's having, pointing to me. "Mr. Daxley, thank you." I hadn't run into anyone from my old job since I was fired until now. "I didn't expect to see you in a place like this, sir," I added, as he handed me my drink and guided me away from the crowd at the bar. I felt his hand at the small of my back, leading me towards a darkened corner booth with a view of the dance floor that was already occupied by another one of the executives at my former place of employment. "Good evening, sir," I greeted the other man. Now, Lacey, you don't work for the firm any longer. There's no need for formalities. Tonight, we're just Kyle and Kurt," he said. Okay. I sat on the curved plush bench seat between the two men, and we made small talk for a few minutes, catching up on office gossip. It was hard to hear over the music and the noise of the crowd in the bar, so the men had to sit really close, literally pressed up on either side of me. "So, do you miss your old job?" Kyle asked, placing his hand on my knee. "I was fired." "Yes, but do you miss it?" he repeated, his hand ever so gently beginning to rub along the inside of my thigh just barely above my knee. "We miss you a lot," he added before I could even answer. "You do?" I asked, surprised. I hadn't really heard from anyone after I was fired, but there were definitely perks I'd missed from that job, two of them sitting on either side of me right now. "Of course we didn't want you to leave," both men replied. I blushed, hearing that from these two men who still held powerful positions at my former firm, and I knew they had nothing to do with firing me, and had really no power to help me keep my job once HR had made the decision to let me go. "Are you being good at your new job?" Kurt asked. Thoughts of what I'd done today flashed through my mind. The supply closet with the deli guy, the VP's cum on my tits, and getting eaten out by one of the cleaning staff. "I'm trying to be," I replied cryptically. "Have you been a naughty kitten already?" he added, and they both chuckled. I could feel Kyle's big, warm, masculine hand begin rubbing up along my inner thigh. "Mr. Daxley and Mr. Nevins, Kurt and Kyle, had started calling me kitten after my very first day at work of my old firm. I'd made the mistake of wearing a sparkly silver headband with little kitten ears in my hair on my first day, hence the nickname. Not that they used it in the office. They mostly called me kitten after hours." I nodded. I felt trapped between the heat and the largeness of the two of them, just like I used to be. My pussy was quivering with anticipation. "You can't help being a naughty kitten, can you?" one of them added. I nodded again and then crossed my legs, squeezing my thighs tight to keep myself from spreading them, but inadvertently trapping their hands between my thighs in the process. But you like being a naughty kitten, don't you? They asked, using their hands to uncross my legs once again and leave them slightly parted. I nodded, blushing and biting my lip. Are you making all the cocks at your new job hard? Not all of them. Do they know how lucky they are to have you, kitten? I think so. Have they treated you well? Given you gifts? Flowers? Teddy bears? Balloons? What he was saying didn't sink in until he mentioned the balloons, and my head snapped up in surprise. Before I'd left the office, there was a balloon bouquet left on my desk. Just another gift from my secret admirer. But how would they know that? Which is exactly what I asked them. I saw the smug, sly smirks on both of their faces, and it all made sense now. You're my secret admirers? I asked, shocked, then couldn't stop myself from blurting out, but those weren't your dicks. They both chuckled out loud at my slip of the tongue. How do you know, kitten? I knew the dick pics I received on my phone weren't Kyle's or Kurt's, because I'd sucked and fucked their cocks too many times to possibly forget. Do you remember our cocks that well? They continued. It would be pointless to lie, so I just nodded. I felt their hands slide all the way up between my legs, fingers slip under my panties and begin to caress along the edges of my pussy lips. Is that what's got your pussy so wet, kitten? I nodded, a little embarrassed, until one of them asked, So tell us, what do you love about our cocks, kitten? I never really admitted to loving their cocks, but they knew I did. My past history of being their eager personal plaything was proof enough, although I was always very submissive with the two of them. I knew my role in the office, and after hours, I was there to see to their needs. I didn't even realize my hands had instinctively slid over the crotch of each of the men, rubbing their growing bulges, and recalling how much I really have missed their cocks. I love how sore they'd make me the next day at work, I admitted. I guess they weren't expecting such a blunt answer, because both of them swore under their breath, and their hands slid out from under my skirt. They both stood up and announced, Fuck, we gotta go. The worry that I'd done something wrong faded once I was shuffled into the back of the car service car they had waiting outside for them. It wasn't a limo, but it had an extensive back seat and a privacy divider between the driver and the passengers so we couldn't be seen. You were saying something about loving our cocks? Kyle reminded me, and I looked down to see that both men had their cocks slipped out between the open zippers of their pants. I slid a fist down over both cocks as I sat between them in the back seat and began to slowly stroke them. Do you love the taste of our cocks? Kurt asked, sliding his hand around the back of my neck and guiding my head down into his lap before I could answer. I took the head of his hard cock into my mouth and started to suck. God, I've been dying for cock all day. As if reading my thoughts, Kyle said, Aw, kitten, have you been starving for cock? Did all those gifts and messages get you all hot and bothered? I nodded around the cock in my mouth while still stroking the other in my hand. I said with a mouthful of cock. I could feel Kyle's hands rubbing my back, slipping around my waist to slide up under my sweater and cup my tits. Fuck, I've missed these tits, he growled, squeezing them and tugging at my nipples the way he knew I liked. Go on, kitten, get that cream, he encouraged me from behind as I sucked his friend. He even put his hand on the back of my head and helped guide my mouth deeper down on Kurt's cock until I was gagging on it, making sounds the driver could most definitely hear and recognize as a slut deep-throating a dick. "Does her mouth still feel like heaven?" Kyle asked Kurt, whose head was thrown back against the top of the seat, his legs outstretched, his eyes closed. "Like a goddamn cock-sucking angel," he replied. "Oh, fuck, I won't make it. I can't. Open up, kitten. Cream's about to flow," he demanded. I slid my mouth off of his cock like I knew he wanted. He always wanted to watch his cock shoot ropes of cum into my open mouth. They both watched me catch all the cream from his throbbing cock and then swallow it, licking my lips. And now somehow, I was squeezed on the floor of the back seat, parting my lips open again to take Kyle's cock in my mouth. The back window was opened by Kurt to let some much-needed air in. And as we pulled up to a stoplight beside an SUV, I could hear catcalls and whistles from some of the guys that had pulled up next to us. They were high up enough that they could look through the open window of the back seat and see me blowing Kyle's cock. I felt his hand in my hair, lifting my head up off his cock. "Give them a smile, kitten," he said. And as I did, looking over at them with the glossy, spit-soaked, cock-sucking lips, I felt Kurt slide my sweater up to my neck and show off my tits to the SUV full of guys, too. I could hear their calls of, "Do me next! I got a hard one right here for you, bitch! Bring those tits over here!" fade out as we drove away. Then my focus was back on Kyle's dick, sucking for another load of cum. He didn't pull out. He liked to watch the muscles of my throat contract as I swallowed his cum, and always tipped my head back when he was about to blow so that he could get that view, which was exactly what he was doing now, watching my eyes grow wide at that first blast that hit the back of my throat, and then watching me swallow and swallow and frantically swallow some more to ensure that I got every drop, which I never did. He had just too much for even a slut like me to manage to take it all. I think that's why he liked coming in my mouth. He liked how hard I worked to swallow it all, and then to still see the dribbles of it over my bottom lip and my chin. Some even dripped down over his balls onto the leather seat. As the car pulled to a stop, we had just enough time for them to zip up their dicks and Kyle to instruct me to lick up all that cream, referring to the puddle that was left on the leather seat between his legs. Something about licking the cum I'd failed to swallow off the back seat of that car felt extra dirty. Once we'd stopped, Kurt helped me out and up the stairs to a small townhome, while Kyle tipped the driver. It was a walk up, and Kurt climbed the stairs behind me, flipping the back of my skirt up as he did, so he could see my ass sway and give it the occasional slap or sniff before we stopped at the door to an apartment a few floors up. Once inside, it was dimly lit, with only the moonlight filtering through the expanse of windows along one wall. It was small and clean, with an open concept kitchen and living room. The only door was off towards the far right, which I assume led to a bedroom. I saw the balloons, bouquet, and teddy bear from my office desk on the round glass kitchen table, along with a variety of other gifts. "We wanted you to know how much we appreciate you," Kurt said. I leaned my hands down on the table to peruse all that was there. Chocolates, perfume, stockings, jewelry. I didn't even hear Kurt undressing as I was gawking over the gifts until my panties were slipped down my thighs and he stepped into me from behind, his cock already hard again and slipping between my pussy lips. "Tell me you miss my cock, kitten," he whispered, flicking the tip of his dick up and down my slit, brushing against my clit, purposely setting me off. "So much," I moan, tipping my head back against his shoulder. "Please," I whispered. His hand pushed me back down against the table, so I was bent over before him. Only then did he slide his cock into my pussy and start to fuck his kitten over the table. "I guess I've got some catching up to do," I heard Kyle say as he shed his clothes and took a seat on one of the chairs beside the table that I was being fucked over, stroking his erect shaft. Then Kurt guided me up and turned my body slightly so I could once again take Kyle's cock in my mouth. "There's our greedy kitten. Always so eager for more cream," they'd say as they fucked me. And they weren't wrong. After the day I had, I needed to get fucked by both of them, and I said as much. I was shifted again, so I could climb up onto Kyle's lap on the chair and slide my pussy down on his wet cock. I felt Kurt slipping behind me again, only this time, it wasn't my pussy his cock was pushing against. It was my ass. I leaned forward into Kyle so I could give Kurt easier access to my eager asshole. I moaned in ecstasy, feeling him enter my tight hole. "Aw, doesn't our kitten feel better now?" he teased me, hearing my moan. I wriggled, pushing back against his cock, sliding my pussy deeper down on Kyle's. "No, I need cum," I demanded, and they both laughed at my eagerness. "You gotta work for that cream, kitten," I heard them say. I felt both of them stop pumping their hips, essentially stopping fucking me, and I growled in frustration. I tried to ride them both, bucking back, grinding down, but it was difficult in this position on Kyle's lap on the chair. My feet didn't touch the ground, and I had no leverage to fuck any harder. In the end, it didn't matter. My wriggling and moaning and begging and demanding their cum got me what I wanted. They couldn't hold off. All of it only made them fuck me harder when they began to thrust again. So much so that the chair almost tipped back before Kurt held it in place, pushed his cock deep up my ass and started coming, which of course set Kyle off mere seconds behind Kurt's first blast up my ass, and he started filling my pussy too. I came multiple times with each of them inside me. When I felt Kurt's cock slip out of my ass, I thought we were done. So imagine my surprise when Kyle stood with me in his arms, his cock still inside me, and carried me across the small apartment to the bedroom, tossing me down on my back onto the mattress. The fucking was frenzied then. My clothes were ripped off. Kurt was now between my legs, sliding his cock into my cum-filled pussy. Kyle climbed up over me on the bed, feeding me his cock from above, his balls running over my face while he fucked my mouth, watching his fellow executive slide his cock out of my pussy and into my ass, continuing to swap back and forth from hole to hole. I was drunk on their attention, on their words, on their cum. I'd missed this so much. I didn't want it to end. I wrapped my legs around Kurt to keep him inside me and reached my arms up over my head to grab Kyle's ass and pull his cock deeper down into my throat. My nails clawed at them, my teeth nipped at them, begging and bucking. "Fuck yeah, that's our little wildcat. Get it. Get that dick, kitten." Oh, and I did. I sucked hard, clenched my holes as tight as I could around their dicks, milking them both for one last load of cream. before I finally passed out from the pleasure of it all while mumbling apologies for going wild and leaving claw marks on them. When I finally woke, it was still dark in the apartment, but I was alone in the bed, the taste of cum still on my lips, the feel of it still sticky between my thighs. I noticed a key beside my phone on the nightstand, and some missed text messages, two of which were dick pics that I recognized, taken tonight in this bed with me laying between them. And the texts read, "You deserve to be admired, kitten. The key is yours for this place, which is conveniently located between our office, your old workplace, and your new one. So we can feed our kitten her cream anytime she gets hungry. Love, your secret admirers." I looked back at the dick pics again and smiled, stretching my slightly sore, well-fucked body out on the big bed that I knew I'd be getting fucked on often, but without having to worry about any of the consequences to my job. So I guess having a secret admirer or two isn't that bad after all, if it means I'll get spoiled and fucked by Kurt and Kyle as much as I want. In fact, it's pretty fucking amazing, I thought, sliding my fingers between my legs and rubbing the cum around my clit. Fuck yes. I could get used to this.